Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
America, and Happy New Year to all. I'm so glad you're here tonight. Wow. Well, Blog Talk is back up and running. We've been having trouble broadcasting for the last couple of weeks. I believe the Blog Talk could have been hacked by electronic interference and harassment, by Mossad or by CIA or the Deep State, some intelligence apparatus, or just some pissed off liberal who was good at computers and hacking into the system to spoil the fun for everybody else in America. Unbelievable. Well, I think we're up tonight. So if we're up and going, I'm going to go through my call list of about over 100 people. I'm going to play a couple of songs. And while the songs are going, I'll be reaching out to our normal audience, which is normally a night audience. But I'm going to try to reach them in the afternoon. When I come back, if everything is A-OK still here in the studio, we'll continue with the show, okay? So I want you all to hang out there in Radio Land, and let's try to keep the show going and without any glitches at all, okay? I shall return, America. You have my promise on that. Love that. Well, stay tuned, folks. We're going to reach out to everybody that we know on the regular show schedule. We're going to play some more songs while we reach out to some people. It looks like Blog Talk fixed the glitch, and we're broadcasting again. Thank God. They saved themselves by the last day of the year, 2023. Well, Happy New Year's Eve to everybody. And I'll come right back after I reach out to a few more people. And don't go anywhere because we've got a big show planned for you on New Year's Eve. Wow, that was fantastic. Well, Blog Talk has somehow fixed the hacking, the electronic harassment, the all the glitches on this system. And I'm getting all the feedback in. Everyone can hear the show. Audio is good. Audio is strong. Strong signal here from the studio. So we should be good to go. I've invited probably 10, 12 people to chime in. Being New Year's Eve, we'll probably get three or four more come on in the chat room, et cetera, which is good. We scheduled a two-hour show. We can go into overtime if we need it. It's there if we need it. We may or may not. We'll see how the show goes. Gosh, unbelievable. Well, I think Blog Talk got hacked and they're too embarrassed to admit it. Somebody got in there because this is more than just a little glitch. You couldn't call in. People couldn't call in. It was like dead air. When I called in, I didn't even get a busy signal last week. I'd call in, hit dead air. Once in a while, I got an operator message, never got a busy signal, kept getting an email error that says, we are currently experiencing an issue with our live broadcast system. Stay tuned as our engineers are working to fix the issue. In radio voice land, I was like, okay, you know, we had issues. We got on that first week, 2 weeks ago, an hour late. And last Thursday was just completely shut down. Now, just so you all know, the show was rolling forward always. We have a show this afternoon for New Year's Eve. And by the way, New Year's Eve, Happy New Year's to everybody. The last day of 2023, we're going into 2024. And there are dire predictions for 2024 across the board, across the fruited plain. Well, I hope for me and my audience that we have a relatively good year, but it's not looking good. It could be the perfect storm, as everyone else is predicting. But I always say, when they zig, we zag, right? Our job is to outthink, outmaneuver the competition, outfly them, if you will, fighter ace style, and try to avoid the pitfalls and the valleys and the machine gun fire from the ground. Fly through it, fly above it, fly faster. Run like the wind, my son. Run like the wind with the wind at your back. You know, I told you on last week's show that when your neighbor loses his job, it's a recession, right? And when you lose your job, it's an economic depression. Well, hopefully you won't lose your job, or if you did lose one, you'll get a new one fast. But because we outthink the competition on my show. And basically this year, let's try to have a great year. It could fall apart. If it does, hey, we'll deal with it as men. But if it doesn't, let's try to avoid it. Avoid the problems if you can in life, I always say. If they fall flat in your lap, well, that's a different story. And let me reach out to one more person here that might want to listen. I got a few more text messages here of people that have happened to be available. I really wasn't expecting anybody, to be honest with you. I thought everyone's going to be out having a good time or having holiday dinner, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, we will see if they chime in. Now, a lot of folks just want to listen. And not be on the show, and that's perfectly fine. On this show, you know, it's a kind of a holiday show. Tell us how your year went in, and be succinct. We don't need to write novels, and you know, in the radio biz, a lot of us are long-winded. Try to keep your responses in the new year going forward brief, succinct. Tell us what you think and condense it. We don't have time with all the calls to go into all these rabbit holes and go into minutia about every little last detail. Because when I hear the playback and when sometimes we go off the deep end, remember it's a radio show. You are talking not just to me, you're talking to say a million people. They're going to pick the show up on the podcast. So remember you have an audience too, and you want to keep things fresh, interesting, concise, and you know, brevity is the soul of wisdom, as they say. Now, if I ever interject you on a call, it's not because I'm being rude. I know one thing about me. If I don't get a point off my chest. I tend to forget it. So I might interject with a little zinger once in a while, but I always scale back. And I'll let you have the last word or react to it. Never worry. Unless we're at the end of the end of the end of the end of the show, which unfortunately some of you get stuck at, and then you don't have time. And if I tell you, you got 5 minutes for me, and I mean that. You got, and 4 minutes on radio goes by fast. 3 minutes goes by really fast. And if I tell you, you got 30 seconds, I don't want to be a jerk, but I got to like just cut the line and move on and end out the show. So that will happen once in a while. But we'll go into all that in the next show in January a little bit for all the people there that just some basic, you know, rules of the road, some things that might help people. We want to encourage the new callers, too, to call in. So their first couple of times onto the show, I give them a long, long leash, right? Let them kind of wander around radio land and we'll see what they want to say. If they've been on the show for a while, then we know they already know the drill, right? So that's good. But it's all well and good and fun. I can learn from you, and you can learn from me. I learn new things every day. I don't know it all, but I'm trying. It's my line, and I'm sticking to it. We have a chat room for those of you who are chiming in. Again, Happy New Year to all. 2023 for me, tell you my personal story, started out great. Started out really, really good. And then about in June, I lost a client, lost an account, and then had to regroup. We did some traveling in the summer. That was phenomenal. But traveling, I love to travel, but it's expensive, right? So I've regrouped here in the fall with a new client, and then we're running with that. And then also on the radio side of the business, Ledger, we're always looking for a sponsor. I think next year, sponsors are getting very tough in the radio business. They're really, when I hit them up, they really shy away because they're so afraid of their brand, service, or product being labeled or being mislabeled on the internet, blah, blah, blah. So I think what we're going to do to help out the show and to expand the show, because I might have a donation thing next year or an account people can go to, or we got to get that website up where they can donate directly to the show. And then I can start buying airtime in the Denver market, in the Texas market, California market, and really branch out the show. And that's going to help it grow. But of course, like politics, it's the money, it's the mother's milk of radio. You got to have money. These stations don't give us free airtime. Everyone thinks, oh, it's just a big fraternity. They all give you, you know, it's a business. It's not a charity. It's a business. And they'll give you airtime if you buy it. In other words, they'll sell it to you. And in fact, Francis used to run KFNX 1100 AM, has hit me up many times trying to broker airtime. And I go, Francis, I'm not quite there yet with donations or sponsors because that stuff isn't cheap. I paid for it. Paid for many months out of my own pocket back in the day. And that's why I had to switch venues. It was getting to be too much of an onerous burden on me alone after I had lost clients. And clients, just, they are like girlfriends, right, in companies. They come and they go like friends. They come and they go. And you're not going to be able to hang on to everything and everybody in your life. People come and go. Sponsors come and go. I had a friend last year that was a good guy, but, you know, one day I couldn't talk to him, and I had to fly out to my nephew's wedding. He caught me in a grocery. I said, dude, I cannot talk right now. He got a little myth that sometimes you just get busy. I had to do some shopping. I had to go to the airport. I was flying, and I told him, I said, I'm flying to my nephew's wedding. I just don't have time to talk right this minute. You know, because they want to tell you about their day and everything. And the guy got miffed. He lives in Tempe. I've known him for about 15 years. But, miffed. And I said, man, it's nothing personal. I'm like Michael Corleone to the Godfather. It's just business. Just business. And it's nothing personal. I wasn't trying to blow you off. I really had. Sometimes we have planes to catch and trains to catch, right? You don't always have time to dilly-dally over the phone. Well, I love to talk. Don't get me wrong. It's fun. And I like to listen to people, too. I like to hear about their lives and all that when you're relaxed, when you're in the right, you know, your bachelor den chair, and you got a cigar or a stogie or a cocktail, or you got your feet propped up, then you can delve in and go down the rabbit hole with some people. But that guy got a little wigged out, so he just dropped off the wagon. Okay? Doesn't want to talk now. Got all emotionally wrapped up in what he wanted to say. And I was like, man, I said, so I haven't spoken to him in 4 months. People are like that. You got to learn in the new year, look, friends come and go. Girlfriends come and go. It's in my book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. And companies and clients come and go. Jobs come and go. The only thing for sure in this life is the Von Wieden Show. And nothing else is for certain. Now, like I told you before, if I can never broadcast, it won't be because of me. It's because I'm prevented from broadcasting. Somebody's tinkering with the system like the last few weeks, and they shut us down. And I'm still going to find a backup platform. In case that happens, we'll shift gears next time, and we'll go to a different platform. Blog Talk has been extremely dependable and reliable. I didn't think I had to do that, but you know what? I think the way the politics is in this nation, we need to do that. We need to have a backup platform, backup system, so if Blog Talk gets hacked again, or if your system fails, God forbid, in the new year, I can tell everyone we'll go to X website. We're still rolling along with the broadcast, and I'll have to transfer. It's a lot of work to bring over the audio clips and all that to a new platform, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. It's time. It's time. It's a lot cheaper than buying the brokered airtime of the radio networks and stations who charge an arm and a leg, let me tell you, for 1 hour of airtime, which really they should give it to me for they should be paying me to be on their show. But unfortunately, those days are over. Everyone goes, aren't you making a lot of money on the radio? I go, no. No, this is a pro bono project. I do it because I want to do it. I do it because I've been broadcasting for many years. And I enjoy it, but no one's paying me a salary to come on the air. I wish they were. If you're out there, you know where to reach me. Go to Gab, the Von Wieden Show. Reach me on Gab. You can direct message me if you want to be a sponsor. GAB.com. Type in the Von Wieden Show. I'll pull right up. That's where I get most of my messages now anyway. We have Telegram. We've got Lincoln on Telegram, who I chat with once in a while, and others on that encryption system. So it's really cool. You know, there's a lot going on, a lot of moving parts, as always. I want you to tell me tonight when you call what you expect out of 2024, okay? Well, welcome, everybody, to the show, and I always say, always be a happy warrior pretty much on every show, right? We had the birth of a king at Christmas, and, well, we'll start the show with this. Luke 21:25, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves are roaring. Wow. Isn't that the way the world is? Distress of nations with perplexity. Wow. I love that line. And the sea and the waves are roaring. Well, they are, because right now we have our naval fleet in the Red Sea and the Persian Gulf. All stacked up, battleships all lined up, and aircraft carrier battle groups ready to be hit by hypersonic missiles and to be sunk. They're all stacked up, ready to go, in a tightly confined sea lane. We have South China Sea about to blow up. And by the way, God hates Marxist, communist China. They have been given one biblical plague after the other. From locusts to dead frogs flying and dropping in Beijing, seriously. Dead fish that have poisoned the water supply. They've had avalanches, floods, It's a very evil nation, China. And we do not want the China model at all for America. And don't get sucked into that. A lot of Americans think that's the way out. Because most Americans, I told you in the suburbs, are only concerned about the shekels on their paycheck. I get it. They don't want to cause any waves, God forbid. As long as that paycheck comes in with those shekels, they think, well, I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. I'm beating the system. And if I just suck up enough and be a good cuck, a good conservative cuck out here in the suburbs, I'm going to get some more shekels come my way. Oh, I know how they think. China's not your answer. China will line you up against the fucking wall, and they will shoot your ass, to be blunt. Don't think they won't. Communist scum is what they are. On the new year, we can see a lot of things that are going on. This show is not for the for delicate ears. We would have a fun show tonight and a festive show being New Year's. But we'll talk about some news of the day, always. Tell you what's going on. Well, in my view, unfortunately or fortunately, depending on how you're looking at it, the old America that I and you grew up with will be a thing of the past this year. I think we're at a real turning point in America. Everyone has shown their cards, and society has proven to me that they will bow down to whatever the television says. And this is it. We're living it. We're seeing the controlled demolition of the country, bit by bit. Luke says, men's hearts will fail them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Wow. Is that apocalyptic or what? For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Wow. Biden's job is to destroy the United States of America. It's the planned and organized destruction of this country by communist traitors inside and outside. The border, in my view, should be militarized and invaders rounded up. In the gotaways, they tried to attack our border patrol should be shot on sight. If they attack us or they don't follow instructions or orders, we don't know who the hell's coming over here. Terrorists, cartel members, fentanyl, drug pushers, pedophiles. The list goes on and on. UN Army personnel. Well, let's reverse the roles for a moment, just in your minds. What if America was a black-brown country? Well, it's slowly becoming that way, isn't it? But let's say it was 90% black and brown. And let's say the third world people lived in America, and it was the whites. The white Europeans were coming across, and they were trying to get into America. Just for a moment, I've thought of this. How do you think the white Europeans would be treated coming across a border, say a Marxist border by then, a mongrelized nation of black, brown, third world savages? How do you think the white Europeans would be treated coming across the border? Would they be given water bottles like we give out? Would they be given packets of food and medical care? Would they be escorted in by armed guard through the Lukeville, Arizona port of entry or Eagle Pass in Texas? Or would they be shot on sight because they're white? I think the latter is true. Definitely. If you reverse the roles of this, the whites would be totally shot out, not allowed in. There's no way they would welcome you or me with open arms. I know who my audience is, why I can say that. Everyone I know is stockpiling arms and ammunition and training every day. And many see what's going on. They're getting very itchy trigger fingers, shall we say, on New Year's Eve and beyond. They know this holiday will pass, and they know we're going to have a good New Year's. But they're looking at January, February, March, April, May, June, July, and a hot, hot, hot summer with tens of thousands, to be kind, of third world people, probably in the millions, that have been coming across. You know, it's been 10 to 15,000 per day. Well, what is that in 10 days' time? It's 150,000 people. In a month's time, you got 400, about, so you say, round up to 500,000 people. Because you're not counting everybody. 500,000 to 1 million, in my view, coming in per month into America. This will not end pretty, folks. We have migrants arriving at the staging area where they turn themselves into U.S. Border Patrol after crossing the border wall. And they walk right through. There's parts of the old wall, the Trump wall, that are not fixed yet. And they can walk right through. And you know how I know? I've seen it on video many times. They're walking right on through by Lukeville, Arizona. Wow. Doesn't America have enough third world peasants? Why do we need more of them is my question to you. Why do we need more huddled masses anymore in this country? We're the dumping ground for the world's huddled, poor masses. Israel even said, we're going to relocate. What did I tell you? Another conspiracy theory confirmed. They're going to relocate all the Gaza refugees into America. They're going to give America their Palestinian problem. Well, that's the Jew for you. He's going to give you some shekels, maybe. And he's going to give you millions of refugees because they don't want them. And it comes from the source. The Israel Times has already put on the front page. They're going to have resorts on the Gaza beach, brand new resorts for their people, for the Jews, the big Jew. They're going to have resorts and cantinas. They're going to clear all that crap out of there. Who's going to get Hezbollah? The rocket launcher guys, the paragliders? We are. They're going to dump them over here, the ones they haven't killed. We're going to get the refuse. We're going to get all those troublemakers are going to be exported to America. We're going to be the dumping ground of the third world. And we have been for decades. That's what's going to happen. Israel has already announced it. Netanyahu has already said it. I don't hear a peep out of our Congress. I don't hear a peep out of any American governor. They're all weak, gutless people. Traitors, in my view. We know they are the enemy. All these people coming in. Oh, I'm sure there's a couple lettuce pickers. I'm sure there's a few berry pickers. A few guys that are going to really go to California and pick oranges off the tree and apples. Oh, yeah, there's bound to be a couple Juan Valdez-type guys, but they're few and far between. The guys coming over are of military age, 18 to 40. They are ripped. They are ready to fight. And all they have to be told is that you can have that house there in Mesa or Dallas or Orlando. Just go and take it. A white guy is in there with his family, but it's yours now. Take it with force. And in their country, they would agree. They said, well, yeah, that's how things are just done. You steal what you want. In Mexico, they call it robo. It's called the art of the ripoff. Robo. You got roboed means you got ripped off. You got mugged. They took your wallet. They took your backpack. I know. I've been down there a lot. It was bad enough back then. Unbelievable what's going on. We know these soldiers, a.k.a. migrants, in quotes, have been placed here to take over our nation. We know we will be fighting them. We know they have flooded our country on purpose. All this is a planned agenda, the orchestration of the downfall of the nation that we grew up with, our posterity. But they will need more of these migrants. Because once this starts and kicks off and the real reindeer games begin, in my view, there will be no stopping it. Everyone's waiting for the kickoff. And when the game starts, it's going to be real hard to stop it and extinguish it. When the migrant armies someday come to your neighborhood, right now sounds far-fetched and extreme, right? Migrant armies, thugs, roving bands of thugs and pickup trucks with automatic rifles. Hope that never happens, but I can see one day where it would. The tragic and treasonous situation taking place at the United States southern border, and it's how the globalists have planned this invasion for years. The southern border is now a UN invasion frontier. You've been watching the news, even a cursory glance between, you know, going to Christmas parties and having a good time. And by the way, I'm going to go to a New Year's Eve party tonight. I'm looking very forward to it. I'm going to a big hotel ballroom, which will remain nameless, but somewhere in the valley. And it's going to be a good time. Should be over 250 people there. And but have a good time. You got to be a happy warrior. You got to know what's going on and prepare accordingly. There's a lot that is, shall we say, in the undercurrent of America. It's a lot that we are going to be having to deal with in 2024 in more ways than one, my friends. The music of our ancestors there. Well, a lot of people say, Von Wien, don't you want these bad things to happen? Because then you can be right about everything. I said, no, I'd love to be wrong about this. I hope that America can continue on. I can live with being wrong. Don't have a big ego where I've got to be right all the time. I'm only telling you what I project in my mind, what I can see happening. You have to admit things aren't the way they used to be. We have extremely weak leadership. This is the biggest disaster of a president in my lifetime, other than Obama and Jimmy Carter. He's terrible on so many fronts, and I believe Biden is actively trying to get us nuked. I believe by all his actions and my calculus, my algorithm in my mind, he's actively trying to provoke Russia. He's trying to provoke our enemies, and if that doesn't work, he's been installed to just destroy the United States with millions of illegal immigrants and migrants and refugees, whatever the hell you want to call them, soldiers, and bringing them in by the boatload and the plane load to cause future havoc and chaos. They know damn well it's not about holding hands and singing kumbaya. They know damn well there is going to be hell to pay. No country has ever survived with having millions of people who hate you being shoved into the system. And they're coming here, and all the refugees have said, Biden told us to come here. My handler told me to come here. I want to know who all his handlers are. I want them identified. I want them put on my list. I want to know who all those people are, down to the janitor. I want to know. Really do. And, but no, I would love for nothing to happen. Trust me. But when you're bringing in terrorists and rebels and people like that who have historically hated Whitey, they've hated America, color it any way you want, man. It's not good. Bottom line, it's not good. And that's where we're at. This is where we find ourselves, on the cusp of 2024. And once they get here, they are on purpose spreading out all over the United States. Once they get inside, it's all part of the plan to cause major chaos on American streets. I believe in the new year of 2024. This isn't like 20 years away, man. I'm not talking about things that are going to happen in 2045 or 2052. You know, everything isn't always projected out that far. I think this is right around the corner. Now, if it doesn't happen in a year or two, fantastic. But we still have the problem of the third world being on American soil. They've got to be deported by force. We're going to need massive, massive deportations to get these people out of here after they've been foisted on the country. I told you before, do not forget, we are on our own. No one, I mean, no one's coming to save us. I will tell you now, you can mark my words, the police will be ordered to stand down. If your neighborhood comes under attack, or while there's mayhem, chaos and violence, which will go onward in our streets, they will be told to stand down. They're not going to get involved and leave the donut shop and the coffee shop on your account. They're not. And so that's why you have got to prepare. You are the storm. You are the prepper. You are the sunshine soldier. You are the Minuteman of the new age. And once this starts, there will be no stopping the people, I believe. Once the bullets start flying, the people will reclaim their lands, towns, and cities. And the powers that be can run, but they can't hide. The people responsible for this, all along the chain, I may add, are guilty and complicit as hell, and they should all pay the price, in my view. No mercy to America's enemies, whether domestic or foreign. America used to be the greatest nation in the world, and in world history, to be exact, and we were big time blessed by God. The key word being was. You can look around. I think everyone's on the take. It's not being paranoid, because sometimes they truly are out to get you. Now, we live in a border state here in Arizona, and I can tell you that, you know, I've always told people this. If I ever move or relocate anywhere, it's going to be away from that damn border. And it's going to be up in the mountains even higher and cooler. And I'll be moving to a smaller town or city. People that I know and trust. And I'll be getting away from the big cities because they will be massive targets. They already are. And it's all happening right now in the front of our eyes. We are living through the intentional destruction of America and American exceptionalism, capitalism, and the great American middle-class quality of life here on New Year's Eve 2023. And you don't need me to tell you that. You're living through it yourself. You see it. You can feel it. You're living it. You can read the tea leaves about the destruction and the decline of America everywhere. Isn't it weird that every pundit, every news station, even CNN's getting on the bandwagon. They're all talking about the decline of America. Now, why is that? Do they know something that we don't? Now, they relate to the party. Not that I want America to decline. I don't. I want the exact opposite. I want a stronger nation, better nation. We bring these things up 10 years ago on this show because we saw the writing on the wall. And that, to me, everyone's a Johnny-come-lately. Oh, they're all jumping on the bandwagon now. Hey, 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 controlled demolition. What's going on here? Hey, and then they act like they were the first ones who thought of it. Pretty funny. You know, many conservative politicians, pundits, media personalities, radio talkers even, and TV hosts, they say it every day now. Like it's a new story, and only they thought of it in their network. And they're so smart and so special. Thought we, and so we've been saying this since 2015. And before that, I was calling in the radio shows here in Phoenix and nationwide, talking about it with other talk show hosts. I was a blogger back then, mainly a writer. But my claim to fame is helping you understand why it's happening. As I've always said, America is the big prize. They cannot do their great reset. They cannot do their digital currency. They cannot have their evil new world order with America left standing as it is. It's all about the money and the final analysis, as it always is. The entire Democrat Party, virtually, I would say, every Democrat politician, virtually, not all, but virtually our entire government, our entire mainstream media, cuck media, and even, God forbid, quite a few members of the GOP, the grand old party, i.e. rhinos, are all in on it and are all on the take in one form of grifting or another. The treasonous federal government have been moving their enemy combatants into place. It's called pre-placement of military assets prior to, during invasion and or attack. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. I can take it. I'm a big guy. You can't prove me wrong. Every day, the border is under attack. The Constitution, just so you know, remember that old dusty relic, explicitly states the president's duties to protect the republic's borders. Not doing so. Intentionally, or if you're incompetent, doesn't matter. They don't specify in the Constitution. But not doing so is not only treason, but it can be viewed very easily as an act of war against the sovereign states of this so-called union. But I told you before, the union will break apart in the future. Balkanization of America is inevitable on this current track that we're on. We're not going to be all in this together for long, folks. In our lifetime, I can see the balkanization. I think America will split into five or six different countries at least. And it won't be in 100 years. It's going to be a lot sooner than we think. Right now, I told you before in this show that living well, even here on New Year's Eve, and by all means, enjoy yourself. You got to be a happy warrior. But you got to stay functional, too, and know what's going on. But you got to live your best lives in defiance. Living well is the best revenge. Always has been. Getting right with God. And if you're a parent, well, then be the best parent you can be. Be the best kid you can be if you're a young one. If you're in college, be the best college student you can be. Be the best in business that you can be. Be the best person that you can be. But they're trying to pull out all the stops, and they're going to try to inject abject terror into our lives in the near future. We got millions of people over here that need to eat every day, and they're desperate. And on purpose, every single refugee has said, we don't have any food, we don't have any water, we don't know what to do. How long do you think they're going to sit like that in the street before they start trying to crawl through your window at 3 o'clock in the morning to get warm, to get what you got, to get a bite to eat? And they'll kill you in the process because in their country, that's what they do. They go through your window at 3 o'clock in the morning. Why do you think, whenever I've been overseas, you look at the houses, I always notice one thing, bars on the windows, especially in Mexico. Any Hispanic country, bars on the windows, security doors. If you're rich, you can afford armed guards in those colonias with M16s, AR-15s walking around, loaded, ready to fight. Sure. Can definitely happen here. Hope it never does, but it can happen here. They're trying to set things up. They want to set up conditions where they F up with your life. I'm already looking at areas where there's land up north, way up north, getting away from the Cholo areas of the Southwest, the border badlands. Because I think the Southwest, from Texas to San Diego, can blow up. And don't think you're immune if you're in the Midwest. They're all going up there, too. I have contacts all over the nation. I call in before each show. And they tell me, man, our mall, our Home Depot is flooded with people speaking Mexican, blah, blah, blah. I have a friend of mine in Dallas. He went to the Frisco Mall, and he's been all over the world. Smart guy. He's a consultant just like me, and he said that he's fluent in Spanish, and he knows dialects. He goes, all the people here at Frisco Mall are speaking with Venezuelan accents. Well, and he knows. He's been to Venezuela before. How did people in Venezuela get from the border to Frisco Mall walking around with a backpack and a winter jacket with money in their pocket? Well, they've been funded by these groups we've talked about. They're funding them to get around the nation. Wow. You know, you're going to have to wrap your mind around these concepts. Because if you walk outside, it's, I call it, normalcy Norman will tell you on one side of your shoulder, oh, everything's fine. Von Wien's just talking. Everything's going to be just fine. Everyone's going to assimilate and sing kumbaya. We're just going to hold hands and be together. They're going to love you. They love your country so much, they're willing to sneak in to be next to you. I've actually heard that. I just start chuckling. It's pretty funny to me. People really believe it's garbage. They believe it's all organic, that everyone's coming over to pick lettuce and cotton and oranges and watermelons, whatever. It's bizarre to me. Bizarre thinking, leftist thinking. And when you tell them it's a plan, it's an agenda, they go, oh, you're overthinking it, bro. You're overly clever, bro. You're just thinking too, you know, don't think like that, bro, because it scares them. When they say don't think like that, I know right away I got them. Because I'm going, well, I am thinking like that. Does that bother you? Well, yeah, bro, it scares me, man. Don't talk like that, Von Weehan. It scares me. Well, I want to scare you. It's time that you are scared. And if you think this is scary, you ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till you get a gun put in your face or a machete to your throat by these thugs, gang members, cartel members. And my friend, I asked him, we're talking. I said, walk around them, try to hear, what are they talking about? And while we're on the phone, he translated to me. He said they were talking about how they could get money. They were talking about, he heard snippets of, they were thinking of what kind of a crime they could do where they wouldn't get caught. They were interspersing that with the mall, the people, some sites, some of the good-looking women walking by. But they were scamming, thinking of some way, how are we going to make it next week, Pedro? ¿Cómo? ¿Cómo, señor? Just, again, just don't forget, these people that come over here, the government might give them a little Visa card, but they aren't giving them much more. They aren't on purpose. They want to keep them desperate so they can climb into your window at night. They can go barge on your door. They're already knocking on doors in New York. I can prove it to you. Don't take my word for it. Up in New York, the refugees are already going in the New York neighborhoods, knocking on doors, looking as thuggish as possible, shaking down the homeowners for money and food. Because they say they're over there. They were dropped over there. They're in Nueva York, and they're hungry now, and they're thirsty, and they want you to provide them with food and money, cash, dinero. You get the picture. These are very, very dangerous waters that we're in on the eve of a new year. It's been going on for many, many years, and it's getting worse and worse. If you haven't bought a weapon by now, you are a complete, utter fool in my book. If you don't have at least 100 rounds in your possession, don't say it's at the gun store, in your possession, you're a fool. You better have ample magazines and bullets. You hope and pray you never have to use them on your fellow man, but I think some Americans are going to be put in those positions. It's already happened with the ranchers in Texas and Arizona, and what they're going through, they are preparing for war on the home front, as many Americans are. We have tens of thousands coming right across our southern border from over 100 third world mongrel nations. They are mongrel nations. These are nations that are not even a banana republic. And the ones from Africa are the ones that get me. They're being funded by these groups that are bringing them over to the Mexican border because they want them to invade America. And they've already given them money, passage. And Mexico's not going to stop it. They've proven time and time again, they let them walk through their country. They do not want the problem, and they want us to have the problem. It's kind of like asymmetrical warfare. If you can't beat them, well, we're going to inundate you with millions of people. How about those apples? Well, all that's going on, I can tell you, happy winter solstice day, America. Hope everyone had a great Christmas. I know I did. It's great to segue into the holidays. Be aware of all these things, but be of good cheer at the same time and get prepared. I like to think of things that I can do and prepare, not be in a mental bind where, you know, you're afraid to take action. Take action. Fortify your home. Buy some extra food and water and get yourself prepared. I am. My compound's prepared for many eventualities. I have four game things in my head. I'm in a good area, but at the same time, I know things can turn on a dime. And I've already seen neighborhoods that I used to live in Arlington, for example, in the mid-cities of the Dallas-Fort Worth area out of college. That area is when I went there in 88, it was beautiful, pristine. Boy, has it changed. My friends in Dallas tell me, you don't want to go to Arlington anymore. Well, one, it's turned into a chocolate city. Crime is through the roof. The whites there are, they get home by sundown, lock everything up. Tons of crime, tons of people walking around from the border, walking around with no shirt, looking thuggish, looking to see what can they get into, to be blunt. And a lot of the people that I know have moved up north to the North Dallas area, Colleyville, McKinney, Plano. They're getting out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area proper, and they're getting about 20, 30 miles north. Smart move, but still way too close to the problem in my book. But we're so glad everyone's here tonight. We're going to have a good show. We're going to talk a little bit about this, that, and enjoy the last day of 2023. Can you imagine? How has your year been? What have you done this year? What's happened to you? Keep it short and concise. What's your view of 2024? What do you think is going to happen? I gave you some scenarios, some bullet points. Let's blast off in the 2024. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Hope for the best always. We'll also plan for the worst and the downside if it happens. Either way, we're covered. And let's start the show.
Looking at her through telescope, my spaceship is clean, and I love my job. Music of space crawls in my ear. I'm dreaming of girls and six-pack of beer.
Rocket man.
How's that for a New Year's Eve song? Rocket Man by the Red Elvises. I've seen them in their San Diego NLA band, seen them at least 20 times. They're on the pier in Santa Monica the last time. Really cool. Thank you, Red Elvises. I have your autograph poster in the studio here. I should play more of their stuff, actually. They're really cool. Well, as you know, Christmas is the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year, and technically it's the last day of the year. After the solstice, the days begin increasing in length, thus marking the start of nature's new year, i.e. 2024. Symbolically, to our ancient Aryan ancestors, the solstice marks the unconquerable will in the struggle of light versus darkness. Darkness may win at times, but it never completely destroys the light. Never forget that. Even on our darkest days, light still awaits us. And they say when God calls you back, you run towards the light in his waiting arms, right? Well, this show is your weekly reminder that the United States of America became the land of the free because the regular citizens had military-grade weapons in 1776. Never forget that. When they talk about gun control or military-grade weapons, well, they're talking about you and me. And there's always room in your arsenal for one more gun. Trust me.
Jim Rockford at the tone. Leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Jimmy, it's your old buddy Angel calling you on the line there. And I was about to sit down and do like we do every Thursday night and listen to this guy, Von Weehunt, on the radio. He's a good old-fashioned machismo, hard-styled, mechanic of the airwaves, Jimmy. but what I wanted to ask you first before I did that is before I get into my popcorn here, I've got a game coming up, poker game. It's going to be absolutely beautiful, beautiful scam. I got that city councilman showing up. We got oil shakes. We got other people, maybe pornographers showing up, too. And I got a beautiful cover I'm going to be using for this one, man. I just need $2,000 to $3,000. To use this game to buy in, and then I'll get it back to you in like a couple weeks and maybe a couple months, Jimmy. You think you could do that for me? I'll be here listening to Von Weehunt's show, all right? I'll wait for your call, buddy. I'll wait for your call.
I'll tell you what. Tune in and don't miss the Von Weehunt show on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. I'll tell you. Von Weehunt is on the radio. DarkSkyRadio.com, and he's on Blog Talk Radio, baby. That's right. Tune in.
That's right, when Blog Talk is working like it is right now. And with that being said, let's get to the phone line. Let's get to the Gladiator there on the Las Vegas Strip. Gladiator, Happy New Year's Eve. Happy New Year 2024, sir. How are you doing tonight?
Awesome, man. I'm doing awesome. So last night I went out in Vegas for my New Year's Eve because, you know, going out on New Year's Eve is crazy.
I went
out for sushi, great little restaurant that I found here around me near the Strip. Then I went to a couple of bars that turned into nightclubs. Super cool. And there was a sushi bar in one of the bars. And I ended up having – the guy's like, look, I know you already had dinner, so for every roll you buy, I'm going to give you a free roll. And I was like
– love it.
I was like, all right, give me this. Six rolls later, I was stuffed, had a great New Year's Eve, met a couple of cool people, cool. And then I'll let the crazies do it tonight. So I want to get to some of your points that you were talking about in your monologue. So
go for it.
I'm going to hit you with a big one first. This is the biggest one that hit me out of the news all week.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time in United States of America history, planet Earth, there are more migrants, crossing illegally, along with the legal migrants, of course, that are waiting, camping on the other side of the border, waiting for their meetings. There are more migrants crossing every day, week, month, and year now. This has been tracked by numbers. Then babies are being born in the United States of America. more
That's
migrants
true.
Coming legally and illegally than babies being born, and it's 95% illegal immigrants. That's the big one.
Yep. Okay. I agree.
So all the immigrants, you know, no, George Soros isn't funding this illegal immigrants that come across the border. We are funding it, and here's what they're doing. And it's a fact. I saw a video. I was watching the Turning Points America Fest. I wish I'd stayed in Arizona when I visited with you, because I didn't realize America Fest was starting that following day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, in Phoenix. I would have stayed. I would have gone to that. But there was a video from a guy that hangs out at the border, and every illegal immigrant, once the border agents put their name down on the list, if they have ID, most of them are dumping the IDs because this guy collected them. China, Iran, Iraq, like they're all IDs that are left at the border, and then they come in without ID. They give them a $5,000 debit card, and now they're granting them full medical and health care benefits by the U.S. government.
Yep.
So we're funding it. Nobody else is funding it. Like, Joe Soros may fund the travel, right? Give them clothes and a backpack and a cell phone.
To get to the border. Yeah.
But now the U.S. government is taking their cell phone that were given to them, and also on top of the $5,000 debit card and full medical health care benefits, we're giving them a cell phone now too. So the U.S. taxpayer is paying for that. So
we are a lot of it.
Now, here's the issue. You mentioned white immigrants. Well, there are hundreds of thousands of white Ukrainian immigrants who are camping out at the border, legal crossing locations. They're camping out on the Mexico side, waiting for their true and real asylum claim interviews. And when they get their interviews, which they're, you know, Mayorkas is in no rush to interview them, but when they finally get their interview, and they get led into America, they get no $5,000 debit card, they get no cell phone, and they get absolutely no medical health care benefit. So they're being treated like second class.
That's right.
Right. And here's a unique one that I found. I was watching announcements and, you know, press conferences. Well, the installed idiot vice president, known as Kamala Harris, she has been directed by the current puppet master president, a.k.a. also known as Barack Obama, to announce that the administration is presenting to Congress that all immigrants, legal and illegal, should be granted instant citizenship, driver's licenses, and given full voting rights. Now, here's the unique thing, right? So the mayor of New York City, the mayor of Chicago, the mayor of Los Angeles, the mayor of San Francisco, even the mayor of Minneapolis, which is known as like Little Mogadishu, right? They're complaining, but it's 80% of the people crossing the border are listing cities like those that they want to go to because they have relatives there. So I guess it's a double-edged sword, right? Because like Trump's never going to win California, New York, Illinois, or Minnesota anymore for the college electorate. And quite honestly, I say, okay, I tell you what, I'm not cool with the $5,000 and I'm not cool with the medical health care benefit. But if you and plus we're paying for their airfare to where they want to go, by the way, on Delta and United.
Sure.
Because they give them a plane ticket. They say, I want to go to New York City. They get a plane ticket. Chicago, plane ticket. San Francisco, plane ticket. And
God, isn't that crazy? I know.
I'm okay with them going to the Democratic states because we'll never win those in the college electorate, and we don't need them. I think they should, and they're not wanting to go to Iowa. They're not wanting to go to Nebraska. They're not wanting to go to Missouri, and I like that. The only governor out of all 50, the only governor who's actually trying to and making attempts and passing laws to try to get it done, Governor Abbott, because he's got the largest border issue, is making it. At least he's giving his police and his state troopers and everybody the rights to arrest and deport And then he's putting them on buses and shipping them to New York, shipping them to Chicago and saying, screw you guys. I'm okay with them going to those states because let destroy those states. Destroy Illinois. It needs to be destroyed. God hates New York State anyways, and God really hates California. Let them go. But we got to do something about the border as well. I mean, this is ridiculous, right? I mean, you said it.
Yeah.
By their count, it's like, you know, 12,000 a day times 30 days, 360. I think it's a million because you got the getaways and then the never found.
Easily a million.
But there are so many that know that the Biden administration will give them $5,000, a debit card, plus the cell phone, plus the medical benefits, plus the airfare, that there's less and less who are not giving themselves up. They're actually going to, they're looking for the money, so there's very few that are just coming in and just going into the weeds, right? Very few.
Right.
So, you know, the way that our administration's trying to work it, and it's really Barack Obama, because a lot of people
absolutely,
and I like mentioning this every now and then, that the administration of the Bidens from day one has been 76% of the former Barack Obama administration that all
absolutely
came back.
That's right.
Working for them. I don't want people to forget that. So, yeah, super issue, super issue, and it is. It's just a reset. And when Kamala mentioned that last week about the immigrant instant citizenship, all the illegals, that tells you what their plan is just for the votes, but they can't get them to want to go to the Republican states because it's a colder state. It's far away. They don't have relatives there. They don't have friends there. You know, anybody from Mogadishu.
And nobody wants them there. And nobody wants them there. They know that.
Right. So, yeah, it's a super issue, man. But
they're not going to be welcomed with open arms in those states.
Right. So I'll get to what your show is all about as well. So, yeah, made the move to Las Vegas, had a hard year last year, but it was a labor of love that I did for a business venture. It panned out. It worked out. Got to Vegas. You know, I had some issues with the first apartment, had to get out of there. Now I'm in a beautiful place by the Strip, high up. Tonight I will make my homemade pasta sauce. I will cook a big meal. Got my bottle
nice
of red wine from a bottle of red wine from Italy my friends brought back from Italy, which I grabbed in Arizona, and got my champagne bottles ready to pop on my patio overlooking all the fireworks three blocks up on the Strip on all the buildings. And that'll kick off my 2024.
Shit-ass.
You know, we all should have a great 2024. You know, I'm hoping November – is it November 6th or 5th, 6th or 7th, the election day? I hope we have a great 2024 at the end, having a new president. It's going to be Trump. Trump's going to be the nominee. I looked at all the different court dates and the pushes. He's never even going to see a trial, a new trial start until after the election, which he will then, as president, cancel. And the New York trial is not going well for the Democrat prosecutor. And Jack Smith is being torn apart by judges. So the Florida trial really is not going to start either. And Fannie Willis, they found Fannie Willis and Jack Smith have been communicating with each other. So the Georgia trial won't start. And they all know it. It's all going to hell in a handbasket. They can't get Trump off the ballots because once his defense team puts in their papers, it keeps him on the ballot, all except Maine. And who cares about Maine? It's like, what, one or two college electorate. But then the House of Representatives, Republicans, came out and said, wait a minute, we have the final say. You're a non-elected official, Secretary of State in Maine. They don't elect their Secretary of State. They're a governor. You don't have the right to tell voters who they can or cannot vote for, and we have the final say on that. So he's going to be put back on the ballot. But, yeah, 2024 should be a great year for us. Let's hope. I'm suggesting
yeah, so.
What, I think, what I suggested on your show back when you were on the KFNX, right, when Trump got elected, I said to everybody, look, go get a second job and pop the money in the bank. Go get it. I had three jobs. You remember, I had three jobs, and I worked my butt off. And then I was able to get it. Then I got it to two jobs. Then I got it to one job because it was I was just making way great money once we got into 2017, 2018, 2019 after Trump got all the his policies through. But my suggestion is get a second job now because of 2024. Look, our inflation rate is like 20, 30, 40% in some states, not this bullshit 3%.
That's right.
It's only going to get worse. We're printing money we have no income for as a government. And I suggest get a second job just to keep up with this bullshit inflation until we can get into 2025, 2026, when the new policies that were instituted in 2017, 18, 19 get back put in place. I suggest get a second job minimum just to keep padding in money because you're going to need it. Mortgage, you know.
Damn right. You're going to need it. I agree.
You're going to need it. And mortgages right now, up to the day that Trump left office, the price of a mortgage across the United States average for the median house, this is scary. It has doubled.
Yes.
Because of the interest rates. So everybody that had like a 228 or 327 mortgage, right, where it was fixed for 2 or 3 years and then it went variable to prime, they're now paying double for that mortgage. And they don't want to refinance into a fixed because it's even higher. It's even higher.
That's right.
Than the
perfect storm.
Perfect storm. It's gone from $1,700 average mortgage when Trump was in office all the way up to the day he left. Now it's at, it's not quite double, but $3,200 is the average mortgage in the United States.
That's what I read too.
That's not a 3% inflation. That is a 89% inflation rate. So get a second job. Keep pouring money in. You're going to have to get less sleep because this administration is going to try to cripple everybody financially, which they are crippling everybody financially. That's Bidenomics.
And that's the plan, Paul. The plan is to impoverish you. It's to make you work yourselves to death. And you're right. I mean, I read the same stat. The average mortgage price, Paul, is spot on, $3,200. Now, most people – think about that. You've got to kick up $3,200 every 30 days net.
Yeah.
Your net cash on top of your gas, your food, your utilities, some entertainment. That's a lot of money every 30 days. And if you lose your job, you're screwed.
What they said was the average median income that needs to be taken in for those households across the country in order to afford the mortgage, you're right, insurance, car payments, food, just electricity, the utilities, which are going up, is $118,000. If you don't have $118,000, you're going to lose the house, you're going to lose your cars. That's the average median. And I already know the average median income in the United States is not $118,000.
No.
No, not even close.
It's a lot lower.
It's like $52,000. It's $1,000 a week is the average median income right now. It's half.
That's right.
And we're going to see. Yeah, we're going to see.
Some people still net $600-800 a week after taxes and health care is taken out, and I mean, there's not much left over.
We are in an economic downfall. I mean, we're going down a black hole for most Americans. Fortunately, you know, you and I are in good positions. I feel super bad for everybody that's not in a good position, and it's not to scare them. It's to wake them up. You know what? You need to get a second job. You whether it's a weekend, second job on the weekends, go work, you know, 8 hours a day on Saturday and Sunday, 16 hours. Go take what they're going to pay you. Who cares? You need the money. You're definitely going to need the money. You know, so, you know, if it's $15 an hour to ring a cashier, you know, register, just do it. Do what you can.
I agree.
It's going to get so bad for people out there.
I agree.
And I feel really sorry for them. But
I do too. You know, I can see, as you can, man, I can see what's going to go down. There's going to be a lot of economic pain in this country. And people, we've been warning you on the show for years. The storm's about to kick up a few notches here. Paul's right.
Yeah.
Gladiator, great call,
thing.
Man. Happy New Year to you. What are your final thoughts to America tonight, big guy?
Yeah, thank you. You too. Happy New Year. So the last thing I'm going to leave you with is what I called you about yesterday. So you can't make this stuff up, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know that this administration's pushing transgender and mutilation of children by parents. It's ridiculous. Can't believe Governor Christie said it's okay if the parents want to mutilate their children at the last debate. He's an idiot. But I turned on the TV to watch some football bowl games yesterday. I turned on the Music City Bowl game in Nashville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sponsored by a company by the name TransPerfect. That's the name I see on the 50-yard line. It says TransPerfect Music City Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wait a minute, TransPerfect? Are these people insane? Who is this company? And they are a business consulting firm. How in the world would they even conceive in the last few years to keep the name of their company as TransPerfect? I mean, it's less than one-tenth of 1% of the population, and they're naming their company this. Come up with a new name,
their
guys.
Entire company that. Are you TransPerfect America? Well, you should be. 1-800, we're scum. No, just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost unconscionable. 10 years ago, the CEO 10 years ago would have been like, are you out of your mind? Come up with a new name for our company.
Yeah, exactly.
Nowadays, they're like, TransPerfect. We own that. We own TransPerfect.
Sounds great to me, Bob.
Sounds
great to me. Let's put it on the marquee and get those business cards ready. TransPerfect, here we come in 2024.
Exactly. Unbelievable. Can't make it up.
Unbelievable.
You know?
Great call, Paul. Have a great night,
right, man.
Happy New Year to you, bud. Thank you.
You too. All right, bud. Bye.
Awesome, man. Good night. The Gladiator. Wow. TransPerfect. Yeah, we were talking about that the other day, and unbelievable. Dumb American companies. Well, we'll get the Irish Pirate on here in a minute. We look for some well, we were thinking during the holidays of the North Pole and fun packs and all kinds of presents and things like that were dancing in my mind for the new year. I know Irish Pirate is on the mend. He's feeling better and stronger. We need him in the coming month. It's going to be a slog. We'll get him on the air here in a minute. But he's in the green room powdering his nose. Getting ready, as they say, for the radio show. But I want you to be fanatics in the new year. And this is what I mean. I want you to be even more fanatical. I love it when the left goes, the right wing, and these shows, they're fanatical. They're fanatics. I go, yes, we are. But I want us to crank that up because I know it invokes fear in the hearts and minds of our enemies. Be more fanatical. You ever have been about the Von Wien show, tell your friends and neighbors, go on blogs, talk about the show, get our name out there in a good way, of course, and do your thing, man. We know you're out there. We know a lot of you guys are internet sleuths and bloggers, and you'll never call, and I get it, but I know you're very good at the internet, and I know you're, and as I am, and I know that you guys are really good at placing, it's the well-placed blog, the well-placed speech, put it out there, get the name out there, because the best form of advertising is word of mouth. Now, I want income and donations for the show and the sponsor to expand the show. I want to get our message out and get it into some traditional radio stations. I already got their quote, so I'm just waiting for the money to come in to buy spots, and we can do it like that. So we're having to reinvent the radio genre on my own, because when I entered it, it was already turned upside down. Gosh, you know, I mean, I grew up with Art Bell, and Coast to Coast, and Tom Likas in L.A., who was paid, by the way, millions of dollars, had a great show in L.A., Tom Likas show. And it was all about, he started out in politics, but he went into the social fabric of L.A., and it was a really funny show and very informative, more of a dating show, male-female relationship kind of a show. Rush Limbaugh, of course, is also one of my inspirations. Great political show, had some great funny promos. And honored by our President Trump, right, back in the day. Trump is far from perfect, but he, right now he's about the best thing the Republicans have. And I give credit where credit's due. The rest of those guys and gals are just a clown show, seriously. And just take your pick. It's pretty bad. But be a fanatic. In the new year, be fanatical. Love it. love that song from the 1980s by Felony, The Fanatic. Yeah, be fanatical about the Von Weehan Show in the next year. Love it. Well, the Lord told me to keep broadcasting with fervor and devotion, he said, when I reflected on the show and thought about it. And I said, I will do this bidding and your bidding here on planet Earth, my Lord. And who am I, you ask? If you're a new listener, well, I am your Aryan Generation X radio host extraordinaire. That's who I am. Brought back from the abyss to assist my European lineage people all over the world. And I know just how to do it. That's who I am. And U.S. politicians are treasonous snakes. They're bought and paid for, blackmailed by Jewish fronts, other Bolshevik nefarious groups, in my view, and many others. And by letting in tens of thousands of mongrels from the third world, they have defiled our nation and lowered our property values. Oh, yes. You think your property values are going to stay sky high? No one's going to want to buy your house if you got an infestation problem of roaches from the third world. Think about it. Oh, you might cash out with some money, but it's not going to be as high as it could have been, put it that way. No serious country with a government that says it cares about its citizens would ever, ever allow this to happen. Biden is allowing this to occur on purpose because he wants illegals coming into America. That is what you need to know. Biden is a piece of you know what. He has betrayed his oath of office and should be removed at the least. And people say, for what ends? For what are you going to do about it? Well, what are you going to do about it? Remember what I told you. Sometimes things in life fall on your lap. You are the storm. I am the storm. I know what I'm going to do. Do you know what you're going to do? I'm ready. Friends will tell you, who've been in my studio, I am ready. Things are within a mere feet and inches of what I need at any given moment. And every room is armed. Every room has hidden compartments. That's why I designed this house that way. Well, the media, our Lügenpresse, has been crucial to this entire operation. And I would say, well, since the beginning of 2020, you know, during the height of COVID, we have been subjected to a rolling thunder of propaganda. First, there was the virus panic. Then there was the George Floyd moment. Remember, they try to make you feel guilty in middle America. And there was the stolen 2020 election. Yes, stolen. Allegedly, of course. We got to say that now. Otherwise, we'll get in trouble. There was the so-called insurrection of January the 6th. More like a fraternity or college panty raid. Someone did get shot and killed there, but that was on the federal side, not on our side. And if you want a real insurrection, I'll show you one. That was not an insurrection. That was people exercising their political will, expressing themselves in the nation's capital. So I would characterize that. Got a little bit out of hand, but they didn't do much when the blacks rioted in D.C., did they? Only when the white people get mad, they bring out the Apache helicopters, the tanks, and the guns, and they come, they want to crack down on the white man. Boy, if you get out of line, Pelosi and Joe Schumer are going to get their noses out of joint, aren't they? How dare you? Don't you know you're supposed to be a white cuck in the corner with your mouth shut? Didn't you get the memo? That's what they want. We're not going to do it, of course, but that's what they want. How dare you get out of line? Why, you're not listening to your media propaganda. It's all in print, TV, commercials. isn't the white man always the butt of the joke, or he's the dad? There's a stupid radio ad in Phoenix where they're talking about a restaurant, and they bring up, the dad brings up a food truck, and they go, dad, it's so stupid. They have these things, they put them out everywhere. Now, I noticed that their rendition of the newest ad is they watered that down. I think they had some complaints about that. Maybe I sent in something. I think I did. And now they've watered it down, but it still, it makes the dad look, but remember, it's about male bashing, attack the patriarchy, make the men look bad, especially if they're white. The blacks are always the magical Negro will save us, right? This is the theme in the media. The magical Negro will come to your company's salvation. He'll be the savior of your company. In any movie, it's Morgan Freeman walking out of the clouds. He's the Hollywood magical Negro. Oh, I catch all this stuff. I'm like, why is it always Morgan Freeman or some black guy that talks like this? I'm Morgan Freeman, and this is how I look at things. And blah, blah, blah. You know, I mean, I catch all this stuff, and I just, nobody else seems to mention it but me, and I go, I call it the magical Negro story, okay? There's no magical Negro coming to America's aid, okay? Capiche? Italiano style? There's no magical Negro block of votes coming to Trump's aid, okay? Capiche? Trump said last election, the blacks are going to bail me out. Did they? Well, we can go down the rabbit hole on that. All I got to tell you is not enough of them came out because Biden's in the White House. Trump's not. I rest my case. Was there cheating? I believe there was. It's my own personal opinion. I'm entitled to it, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. But there has been a wave of crackpot hysteria on the news. They gave us Ukraine and the entire backstory of Russia's invasion. The people in Ukraine, I'll never forget, we're never going to get invaded on the eve, not of New Year's, but the eve of the invasion. And they were out there partying in Kiev. Oh, we're a democracy. America's got our back. We're never going to be invaded. And the Russian tanks rolling. Remember, Russian tanks don't listen to American stupid pedophile media. Same thing in Hong Kong. We're never going to be invaded or taken over. They get seated by the British Commonwealth and China takes them over. Now I see the same thing in Taiwan. They're saying the 101st Airborne is going to parachute in and save us from communist China PLA troops. No. No, we're not. The 101st Airborne Division is not going to paratroop into Taiwan, if you're listening, to save your ass. If you don't want the Chinese to come, you have to bolster up your own defenses. Be men, grow a pair of balls, and fight like the American fighting men. Okay? So that's the real thing going on out there. Our press corps, the Lugan Presa, has failed miserably, abysmally. How about that adjective? And we're actually giving them too much credit for trying to get the story straight to begin. We should even assume that they're ever, ever going to get a story straight ever again. They're bought and paid for whores. They're news whores. The only thing you got left is talk radio, and especially alternative talk radio like the Von Wehunt Show, because we are truly, unlike Biden, we are building back bigger. And with that intro, let's bring in the Irish pirate, our tech wizard from somewhere secret in Phoenix. Irish, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for the time. Thank you for the opportunity, for especially. So, you want my 2023 year in review? Answer, it started fantastic, and the last 3 months have been a disaster.
Are you there?
There we go. I'm unmuted.
Are you there?
I'm unmuted. I'm here now.
How are you feeling, okay, man? How are you feeling?
Oh, I actually had the doctor's appointment that I set up in October. They gave me on December 29. That was the earliest I could get into the VA.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave me a doctor that is completely woke. He honestly believes all the junk they're feeding him. And I came in, I actually brought him books on technologies I wanted to get referrals to, and he stonewalled everything.
Wow.
I actually handed him a book, and he says, "What's this?" And I said, "This is a 1950s technology called EECP." And anybody out there, please look it up. This, in the 1950s, they were strengthening hearts. The industry decided they didn't like that. Well, too bad for the industry. It's still on record that I want to. And most people who have a heart attack have a problem with their diastolic pressure. That's the vast majority of them. And that's exactly what EECP fixes. So anyway, so I told the doctor, refer me. He handed me a sheet of paper that had a long list of things that the VA does for people that don't require a referral. And he says, "You're not going to get much of a referral out of me." Now, until he calls me back and actually looks at, you know, I gave them a blood and a urine sample. Till they actually call me back and refer to that, I'm not going to switch doctors. I want to make sure I know that he's completely and totally on the wrong side of the tracks. But I'm pretty sure that's what I'm going to get based on what he told me. And this is how I believe 2024 is going to be for a lot of people, that the any government institution, any insurance-based institution is not going to be your friend in 2024. So this does not come as a shock. It's just a question of how do you deal with it. I agree with you. I'm a happy warrior. I don't think I'm completely and totally broken. I just don't like how the industries that I've had to deal with that I've depended on have let me down, and I will replace them. That's that. I think that's the bottom line. So a prediction I have for 2024, I believe that a lot of people are going to stockpile a whole bunch of guns and gold and silver and food and end up not being able to breathe, that they have messed up our weather, our skies, our natural. I mean, they've even changed what they're spraying the skies with. I've had to go look it up because I didn't know. And I believe you're going to actually see X-rays coming through the atmosphere for the first time. The next one past you. And so, therefore, some places in the world, some places will be formerly where you could live there, and now they would be inhospitable. So if they think the world is overpopulated and needs to be constricted to a point where they can control it, that will be something that, as long as they do nothing but what they're doing, we're going to have a harder time in some areas. And that's going to be interesting to see. Number one, they're already lying. Like, for example, the guys that in the NIH that did the shots, the number one guy that told you you had to lock down and all that. He just went out and publicly said, the reason why that we locked you all down, 23% of all businesses went bankrupt worldwide. The billionaires more than doubled their wealth, and we made more new billionaires, none of which are people that we would admire. None. They're not self-made. You know, they were part of a system that made them the money. That guy said, we literally didn't consider anyone when we came down with these lockdowns. And so that's our excuse. We just didn't think about anyone else. We just wanted the lockdowns. That's what he said publicly. Now that he's finally been actually given an opinion, we locked everybody down and we didn't care.
That's right.
And okay. And
they
so
did it because
the
they
projection.
Could get away with it and do it. That's why they did it.
Yeah.
Because they could do it.
Yep.
Power.
And because they, because they did get away with it for the most part, they're going to do it again in 2024 to the best of their ability.
I agree.
They've already tried, and people such as ourselves found out that on August 15, they were going to roll out another lockdown, and we cut them off at the pass saying, hey, they're going to lock us down again. And a lot of people said, no, they're not. And we said, go look it up. go listen to what New York City is saying. Go listen to what Michigan's governor is saying. You know, these people have, you know, they probably should have kept their mouth shut, but they can't do it. And they told you what they were going to do. And we said, no, we're not. And so they just said, let's put it off for a little while longer. We haven't put enough pressure on these people. What that really means, it doesn't mean they're in the catbird seat. Because they tried to do it and they're running out of time to do it, they're getting desperate to do it, if that makes sense. It's not working the way they planned it. And you talked about what's happening to China. You know, they're not following any sort of spiritual resource, and they're getting just, you know, bombed and plagued and
biblical plagues. Biblical stuff over there. It's terrible.
But still, there's so many people that say there's still so many of the people that think they're in charge that are saying we want the China model. It's like, well, guess what? Yeah, it doesn't work for someone who actually has a spirit.
Screw that. Yeah.
Screw that. I agree. And so the problem we're going to have in 2024, nobody went to jail. And in fact, in Arizona, they didn't need to rig the election to steal it. They did some of the most basic, ridiculous Lucy Van Pelt pulling the ball, the football away from Charlie Brown trying to kick it kind of moves. So obvious, and nobody did anything, right? I mean, the person who presided over the thing became governor, and I don't recall anybody actually putting something out there saying, take her out of there as governor because she presided over her own election. That alone, and I don't care if you're a Republican, you do it because it doesn't follow the law. If you're a Democrat, you do it because that was not a Democratic election. So it doesn't matter. Take your pick. We also looked at the same thing with now we know that the shots that they gave you, who cares about how many people they killed? We can't get them back. And we cannot prevent the future deaths from people that took them or took another one. But what we can do, we learned that there's no nitrogen and no phosphorus in something that's supposed to contain mRNA. It doesn't contain mRNA, okay? So that would be very easy to prove. You know, you don't need a whole lot of experts to be able to show that. You know, you just need the machine. That's easy enough to get a hold of. Drop a vial in there. Find out there's no mRNA in the mRNA shot. And then just go ahead and call the Bunko team. Get rid of these people. That's the kind of stuff that has to happen
squad.
In 2024.
Love that.
Yeah, we
We're
need
gonna bring
to get
back
rid
the
of
Bunko
the
Bunko squad, Irish. Yes.
We need to get rid of the fakes and the frauds in 2024. If you want this system, you're going to have to fight for it because they stole it from you and they don't know how to – they don't. I told you that in United States Code Section 5, there's a thing on oath of office. An oath of office is not left hand on a Bible and right hand in the air. That's a ceremony. You're supposed to have it in writing. You're supposed to have it in writing on your wall or to be able to present it to anyone that says, I – still observe my oath of office. Who's checking for that? Okay, so if you if you want the system, and I'm not sure a lot of people do anymore, it might be too far gone. That's fair. You're going to have to fight for it. You're going to have to say, look, you took an oath of office. It needs to be in writing. United States Code Section 5. There's two sections there.
Right.
I won't get too technical. But it just says, okay, so there's a lot of frauds that are happening. And like I said, this doctor that I went to at the VA, he says, you know, he quoted the thing that 15 countries have come out and said, the shots are saving lives. Well, I'm sorry, but excess deaths, unprojected deaths are at an all-time high. So which lives are you saving? You got me there. So that's not a scientific statement. That's a religious statement. You believe the shots worked. I'm not going to argue with you about that. I'm just going to tell you there's no evidence for it. Please don't, as a doctor, for example, which was I dealt with that yesterday, had to deal with that. And I'm going to have to tell him, I'm sorry, but what you told me was not scientific. I am a scientist. I don't want to have a debate with you when you are in charge of holding our little meeting together to see if I can get what I want from the VA. So it's going to have to happen after you deny it And after you tell me, he's already told me the names of the two drugs he's going to put me on. Good luck with that.
Hmm.
Yeah, both of them I cannot pronounce, and I don't know what's in them. So they're not. I'm not imbibing them. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
I would be better off. Yeah, I'd be better off opening a box of birthday cake cereal. At least I can read what's on the ingredients list. I don't think it'll help me, though.
And you might get a prize, too. You might get a prize, you know? Get the
Who knows? Yeah, save
prize.
A couple of box tops. Yeah, I might be able to buy a drug. But anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, so the biggest problem we have right now is we have been, as a whole, not the whole bunch of us, but let's just say 40% of us have not been fooled. But that's not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw that with the shots originally. You know, only, I think, 42-43% of people that I know actually took shots.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's fair. I mean, you could take it almost to 50.
Sure.
That's not enough for them to win, and it's not enough for us to win. It became a stalemate. And so the problem we have
it's
now.
It's a Mexican standoff. Pun intended.
So the people that took the shots and then regretted it are the best friends you ever had in this world, because that's what's going to tip the scale. And we now know the record numbers of people out there. I mean, I don't know how to tell this doctor this, but all the insurance companies, all the staffing companies, all the mortuaries,
yep.
I mean, none of these things point to you having any success in your bid to alleviate any kind of disease. People are dying like never before, and more importantly, people are disabled more than ever before. That one is, I think, 2-to-1 to deaths, maybe more. And so the problem you have is, what are we going to do? Who's going to take care of the disabled if, for example, they're diseased and they might even spread it? And who knows what they've got, right? So there's some people that are going to have to take care of these people on top of the fact that other people are going to have to replace, and we've talked about this on this show, the skill sets.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want you to have a job, but there's a need for you to have a job. The question is, will our economy, not what they say it is, but what we need it to be, will that win out over the people that don't want you to have a good economy? They're going to drive derivatives and dollars and everything into the tank. Okay, great. That goes to zero. But we'll still be trading. We'll still be buying food, right? We're still going to be doing stuff. The question is, who's going to be in charge of that? And I say, we'll just make that you, Von Wehunt. We'll let you be in charge of economics. You seem to have an idea what's going on. Yeah, and
I'm saying
we all are. Yeah, we need to step up. That's why I'm still going to be teaching chess. I'm still going to be helping out people whenever possible. Because the world is going to need it, whether I like it or not. Although in this case, I like doing things I like to do. So I'm going to keep doing those. And then, eventually, sure, there'll be something out there I might have to do something out of the need for civic duty. I've done my duty. I'm a veteran. I was at the VA. I never had a problem with serving the country. I had a problem with the fact that the country wasn't interested in me being good at serving it. They wanted me to just take orders. Yeah. And as I've dropped here, it's, you know, the people that figure out the sixth general order that says you don't follow illegal orders. I think the civilians need to know that too. I think a typical American taxpayer needs to know that what you're paying for isn't getting done. What are you going to do about it? Right. What do you want to do about it? You know,
what
you can't
do you
just
want
stand
to
your
do
chair
about
and
the
drink
main
beer.
Thing. That's
you
right.
Know, even when the beer is getting bad, you can't stand the chair and drink beer. And certainly they're not making better chairs. If yours breaks.
Well, that's what they want. They want
you to
sit there, eat your pizza, eat your taco, and be happy. That's really what they want in a nutshell. Yeah, And that's what I've talked about before on the show. That's all they want.
Well, as much as I'm happy eating pizzas and tacos and occasionally, you know, watching sports. Remember, I was a sportscaster for 10 years. Yeah,
right.
So there's some of this I can get into. But I can't do it every day. I pick my times. I pick my spots. You know, I'm a University of Wyoming fan. The Arizona Bowl was yesterday. I admit, I watched it, and that was hard to find. It what my local, for example, my local pubs and stuff like that didn't show it. They, you know, it was too hard for them to find it.
So it was like pretty conspiracy. Funny. Those bastards.
Well, and then the people that sponsored the bowl put on the worst sports presentation I've ever seen. I never thought it would get to this low. Remember, even here in Phoenix, you've now got three so-called sports stations that their primary interest is bettors, people who bet on sport. All they do is
money,
issue
money, money
anymore. Just like the economic idiots that are out there on the news, they just have
sure money and risk.
They don't
baby.
Have any facts. Yeah,
that's right.
And this doctor, all he had was a bunch of opinions. And so here's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I don't hate this guy because he's evil. I think this guy doesn't know anything about science. I think he's on a religion that he believes what they tell him. And
that's
so when he calls
right.
back to tell me you're going to take one of these two drugs, I'm going to tell him, you are an industrialist. You're a fantastic industrialist, and you're working for the wrong side. I want to recruit you to come to my side.
Yes.
We need to be able to deal with reality, truth, real profit that doesn't come through the hands of a government.
I totally agree.
We need to be able to make money on our own because the government, the economy, whatever it is you're believing in, won't be there for you when it hits the fan. I'm sorry,
that's
it's not going to be there. 2024
and this
will
is the year it may hit the damn fan. I know. I heard a great point, man.
Out, you know it. So
I know
yeah,
it.
I'm
doing great
the best
call,
I can
sir.
With what I have. Yeah, war is hell, but I can win my war, and that's all I'm going to say about that. This, you know, this economic war is hell.
It
and
is.
I am a happy
Irish,
warrior.
Happy New Year. Stay a happy warrior.
Indeed.
We appreciate you, man. And happy New Year
we're
to you
best.
And yours.
We're going to do our best for 2024, whether they like it or not.
I like that attitude. Thank you, Irish. Great call, man.
Indeed.
That's right. We're going to basically, we are going to do our thing, whether they like it or not. And that's just how it's going to be, you know, and that's how it needs to be. Great call from Irish and everybody there. Look, this is going to be a tumultuous year. It might start out great like last year for a lot of people in the midstream to the latter part. I mean, I don't know about you, but I didn't see much holiday cheer out there in the stores. I saw a lot of gangbangers at the various malls, and I saw a lot of people. The mall parking lots were overflowing. Couldn't even find a parking spot. That's kind of a good sign in my view. I did see a lot of people buying things, which is good for the economy. That's good. But I didn't see a lot of, cheery smiles or good conversation. I mean, there were some. It's good that people are getting together and seeing family and friends and the hustle. And I love the hustle bustle, so I got to get out there, which I always do during December. Most people shun the mall. I go for a sociological experiment. I want to see who's there. I want to see the demographics. I want to look in their hands, who's got packages, who doesn't. Who is buying, who's not? Who's pressed the flesh? I'm a man of the people, so I want to look around. I want to pick up conversations. I'm kind of a spy, a radio spy. And I want to go observe people, observe what they do, observe the behavior. Having a latte, look at some pretty girls, by the way, and the mall is packed with them. Oh, my God, like apples off a tree. And guys are always talking about the great replacement theory. Well, get out there and do some damn replacing. That's what I say. If you want to, if you're concerned about that, start replacing yourself. Every patriot should have four or five patriot sons and daughters. Easier said than done, I know, but I digress. Well, it's all about getting to know your neighbor, right? And in this year and last year, you got to know your neighbors a little bit more. Maybe some things you don't like about them. Some of you have had to relocate and go to Las Vegas or L.A. or other places or leave L.A. or go to Oregon or Missouri or wherever you went, Idaho, Florida, Texas, the mountains of Arizona. make those strong associations. Get to know who's armed, who's not, who's a patriot, who's not. Get to know people. When it hits the fan, you're going to need, in my view, a community to pull through it. Be as solo as you can be. I'm very independent. Everyone will tell you that. I have a strong independent streak, always have. I love people, but I don't. I am always seeking things out for myself. It's not to shun people. It's to prove things to myself first. And then once I get it, then I can condense it. I'm great at condensing complicated things. And then I can make it, how should we say, palatable to the masses and the friends and the family. I can easier or more easily explain it and things of that nature. Random atomized individuals don't normally survive serious societal changes, chaos, and turmoil. It's good to be strong. I always like to be an island, I admit, but you still, and everyone's got to make those strong associations and work at it. If you're not good at it, always know people that you can go to, have some bug out ideas. This year could be where it hits the fan, and I hope it's not. It's not on my wish list, but all the indicators are looking, hate to say it, pretty good for 2024. And don't forget, I told you that 2024 was the year of the dragon in Chinese astrology. It's going to be a tumultuous year. The dragon is big and fiery. Let that settle in your mind. I think we'll see amazing things, as I've said before. I think once the fire is ignited, it will not be quickly extinguished, as the powers that be hope. It looks like 2024 might get wilder than any of us could have previously guessed. It's a presidential election year. It's going to be chaotic. The country could split and be heavily divided. But that, to me, is not always a bad thing. I think the country needs to split. I think we need to go our separate ways. It's just this crazy disenfranchisement where one side hates the other, and it's constant tug of war. Had Lincoln not encroached upon the South, you would have had the Confederate States of America, if you like that, and you could have went to the Union States of America, if you like that. Instead, they forced us all together, and here we sit 150 years later, and nothing is solved. Both sides still hate each other, yada, yada, blah, blah, blah. So my point is that since they slammed us together and they forced us together, the Confederates don't want to hang out with the Union Jacks and vice versa. And they say that we're stronger together. Yeah, I get the picture, but that was back in the day when America was a world power. Now, I hate to say it, we're less of a world power than we were. We might be more valuable in the sum of our parts going forward. We might be more powerful as a balkanized area. I don't think we're going to be a North American country, but the globalists are trying to force everything together. They would love – reason why they're bringing in Mexico and Central America is because the ultimate aim is to force Mexico and Central America into America, into the white areas especially, so it can be one big blob to be the North American country. They want it to be an economic powerhouse. Again, they don't give a rat's ass about blood and soil and ancestry and ideology. In the new globalist vision, it's only about numbers, only about money. How much they can squeeze you, America. Are you waiting to be plundered? Can they plunder you, your family, company, your state, your locale? They can't plunder you. They will attack you. They want you all to be plundered. Never forget that. And this is the big schism going on now. The globalists and the people are riling up. And the nationalists are rising. And I'm one of them. People, the young people, love the nationalist thing. They love it. We're going to talk a lot more about that in the new year, but the nationalists need to get a headquarters. They need to get funding. They need to get a – what does the RNC and the DNC have in D.C.? They have a headquarters. They have people, a staff. You need a hall to have speeches, to invite the press corps. You need a – and the nationalists, in my view, should be nowhere near D.C. One, it's a nuclear target. It's a terrorist target. I wouldn't be anywhere near the two – I would pick it somewhere in the middle of the country in a red or purple state. Out west would be best, in my view, not Texas. Texas is overrun by illegals. I would put the nationalist headquarters personally probably in Arizona or Idaho, maybe even Northern California and Eastern Oregon wouldn't be bad. Colorado's gone, and the Dakotas and Wyoming are under – you need some population. You need to be near an international airport. You need all of that and more. So just things to think about as we're going forward. So that's going to be talked a lot about. The empire of lies is what a lot of is going on now. Spiritual darkness. The rise and fall of Satan's counterfeit kingdom. Well, we hope that 2024 is a better year, a brighter year for all. We know that there's a lot of things going on out there. So once again, I'm encouraging all of you good people to be prepared for whatever may come our way in the very near future. And I believe that we can get there, stay functional, stay sane in a crazy, chaotic world. Thank you all for being here tonight in our great New Year's Eve show. And don't forget, Tuesday is the Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy show. Thursday is our normal show. We hope the Blog Talk is operational as it is now in our overtime segment. Thank you all for being here tonight. Happy New Year from Valhalla Studios here in the mountains of Arizona. Happy New Year to all. Have a great and safe New Year's Eve. We'll talk to you all next year. I guarantee it. Good night.